Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988, with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977, and I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. Our phone number, 564-1290, 564-1290. It should have been 1250. Plus, go to RadioRealEstate.com. RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and for real estate information, or call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Now, I love today's guest for this. Here's an example of why I like him. I have a release that people sign. It initiated with people leaving voicemails on my messages on my voicemail so I could get them to sign a release so I could use it for the radio program. And I have everyone sign it, and I faxed it to today's guest, and he faxed it back to me, signing it with the comment, "Geez, good morning, Andy."
Morning.
I like you because you question authority.
Comes natural, I guess.
It does seem like overkill, doesn't it, having you sign a release to be on a radio program?
Yeah, we have too many lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. I love actually having lawyers on the program and getting them to sign it. I think it's just a thing. I like getting people to sign things. So before we jump into the first segment here, and it's going to be discussing the Coalition for Sensible Planning and Building in Nolita. Andy Caldwell, CoLab, Coalition for Labor, Agriculture, and Business. Why don't you just give us a little quick thumbnail sketch of the group you work for and what your position is, what you do for the group?
Well, thanks, Mark. CoLab is what that acronym stands for. We've been around for 15 years. We have about 1,300 members countywide, approximately half in the North County and half in the South. And we were formed primarily to serve as advocates for agriculturalists, business people, industry, and also to serve as a government watchdog. And what we do is we primarily focus on the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors, and I've gone to probably, I think, 700 or 800 meetings of just board meetings, and that doesn't count planning commission meetings and other kind of government hearings, but we've been doing it for a long time, and we have weekly radio show up in the North County and weekly columns in both the Lompoc Record and the Santa Maria Times. We do occasional op-eds elsewhere, but for the most part, we educate our members through our monthly newsletter and then our media outreach.
Now, you used to have a column in the Santa Barbara Independent opposite another column.
Yeah, that was opposite Trixie, but we had to pay for that space.
And that was Trixie, and you were called the Bulldog?
Spike the Bulldog. The official name of our column, which they wouldn't let us use, was Spike Does Trixie. They didn't think that was as funny as we thought it was.
So what were you countering?
We were countering Trixie in that. The bottom line is, until radio shows like yours came along and the News Press Radio came along, there's pretty much a dearth of opposing points of view. Since the News Press was bought by Wendy and Travis has been doing columns down there, there used to just be a mono-syllable dialogue down there. They never had opposing points of view. And true to point, to get an opposing point of view out in the media down there, we had to pay for it. We ran that column for a couple of years, but it was pretty darned expensive to do it. And so, but now, you know, I don't think that it's not as dark down there any longer, that things have opened up a little bit.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up, because I want to introduce this first subject and topic, and then follow it up with the left and the right on the political spectrum. Your name came up on a recent interview with Gary Earle, who's from the Coalition for Sensible Planning, and it's the big hot debate here in Santa Barbara County, and people out in the county in between cities, and where the state is mandates are requiring housing. And in discussing the updated plan and prevent upzoning and higher density and converting ag land, there was a quote from you, actually, in this newspaper article. I'd like to read the quote and have you comment and expound upon it. The comment from him was that your quote might have alienated, well, I'm trying to be diplomatic, not might have, alienated people in this area. So here's a quote. Every single community in this county thinks there's something special and they deserve unique treatment and preferences. You know, Andy, maybe they all have Jewish mothers. No, that's not part of your quote. Said Andy Caldwell of the Coalition for Labor, Agriculture, and Business. A quote, to what degree the county caters to it only makes it worse. So he felt that you were alienating. Now, what did you mean by that?
Okay, the context of that statement in that article is, for the past 2 years, I was a representative on the Planning and Development Department's Process Improvement Team, and now I'm a member of their Oversight Committee. The bottom line is, the Board of Supervisors, the old Board of Supervisors, this is Schwartz. Schwartz kicked this process off, so this isn't some pro-development group. The Planning and Development Department in this county is broken, and so there's been a multi-year process to try to reform it and fix it. One of the things they've done is they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to take 1,600 pages worth of land use ordinances that vary from one community to another and consolidate them and make them systematic. Well, lo and behold, here comes Montecito. Montecito says, even though you're spending all this money to consolidate all the land use ordinances and the standards and things like that in this county, we still want to have our own because we're special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we said, you know, they're defeating the purpose. And we went on to say that every community thinks they're special and they think they're unique and they all want to have their own rules, which is what got us into this mess in the first place. And sure enough, Goleta has already come along and said now they want an update to their community plan, and they want to carve out some exceptions for them on design standards and things like that. And
now, is there a middle ground with asking for an updated plan, which you say you oppose, but maybe not? In your mind, asking for an updated plan means that they want to carve out and have a separate entity like Montecito? Is that what you're saying?
I believe that's where they'll end up, and I believe we gave them set the precedent, and that's what I was opposing. I was opposing the precedent being set in Montecito.
Now, I find interesting is that you're taking this position, but on the other hand, you share in common with the Coalition for Sensible Planning that you, at least I think I got this from an earlier conversation with you, that you oppose the state mandate for housing.
Yes and no. Okay, I don't think it's right that the state comes down into these communities and says you will build X number of units regardless of what the traffic is like, what the water supply and availability is like, and things like that. I don't think that they can plan from Sacramento in a vacuum of legitimate, and I use that word, legitimate resource constraints in a community. How, that having been said, I do believe each community should have to fulfill the law, which requires that community general plans meet the housing needs of all economic segments of the community. And this is what I'm really disdaining Montecito about. Montecito has no plans on meeting the economic segment of the community that can't afford a $2 million home. You know, they've got chefs out there, they've got landscapers, they've got butlers, they have chauffeurs. All of those people that serve those estates need a place to live. And the point is Montecito, in my opinion, is not too good for them to not have a range of housing in there to for all segments of the community. Now, that doesn't mean you can make it all affordable, but they can require they can change the zoning or require some huge fees that would be allowed to build something that some people could afford that service those homes and those estates.
So you support that the in lieu fees
to some degree, but not if they're going to go take that money and go dump the housing elsewhere, along with the traffic impacts and everything else.
Let me ask you something. You mentioned the resources, and that seems like you have something in common with the Coalition for Sensible Planning, because that's what they're ostensibly claiming. I can't really debate this with you. I mean, I'm not part of them, but when you talk about creating housing for all segments of the economic market, are you referring to offering rentals or lower-priced homes that some people argue are not real, and then and other people are simply paying for? They're subsidized.
Well, like, for instance, the biggest problem in the South County, the biggest problem is they have height restrictions on buildings. It's the price of the land is really the major culprit for the price of housing. The units that go up don't take as much land per unit. And so simply changing the design standard and doing some like high rises, like for instance in Isla Vista, you know, you've got that one building there, is it Francisco Torres Tower?
Yes.
You know, it's a multi-level high rise. Well, that makes that housing by definition much more affordable than a single home on a single lot or a duplex. And it's that sort of thing that they've got to be willing to look into in some of these areas where the price is just outrageous.
So the question becomes, how far do you alter the landscape? And, you know, what people are saying, well, you know, we got here, we paid this high price to get here, we made it to paradise, and now we want to be staring at, you know, towers and
right.
How far do you bend?
Well, you know, this gets to another topic that I hope we get to.
You know what?
Yeah,
maybe we should, our phone number for any comments is 564-1290. 564-1290. Maybe we should take a break, and then just give me a keyword.
Well, the freeway widening.
Okay,
they can have it both ways. Either build a housing, or they build a freeway.
Yeah. Good. I wanted to talk to you about that. I think what you should consider doing, though, and another thing I want to talk when we come back from the break, is it seems like the Coalition for Sensible Planning wanting this update and wanting to restrict this. They seem to be getting flack from the extreme left and the extreme right. And maybe, you know, you should just support them just to torque off the extreme left. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number 564-1290. We'll come back with Andy Caldwell from CoLab, the Coalition for Labor, Agriculture, and Business.